Blog Talk Radio.
You're holding. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be, and it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in and release the light. Breathe the light in and release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release, knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. And a slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes. And stretch your body. allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed. Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Christmas time is a time of caring and a time of sharing. Sharing love the way it should be shared all the time. You know, let's start respecting one another the way Jesus has taught us. All men are created equal. Love thy neighbor.
Thank you. tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was the Dramatics. A Holiday Thought Was on My Mind. Yes. You say, I love Christmas. Me too. Because I believe Christmas is the season of love. When people ask me, who is Santa Claus? I say, love is Santa Claus. Because I think the real reason for this season is love. All right, family, welcome to Millionaire Mind Friday. And we're going to get started with Reverend Knight, because you know we got to do a little Reverend Knight if we're going to talk about having a millionaire mind. Anytime I do anything with money, I always think about Reverend Knight. Reverend Knight is, I think, was the king of branding. When I think about how we all talk about branding today, he branded himself, and I'm just going to say he didn't call himself this, but I'm going to say it, the money doctor, the prosperity mind doctor. You see, he reminds us that we got to condition our mind for money. We got to call forth the God in us to prosper us. Because the word says in Deuteronomy 8 and 18, it is he that gives thee the power to give wealth. So today, family, as we embark upon Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, remember to condition your mind for money. Here's Reverend Knight.
I have here that I want to get to as much as possible several prayers to help recession-proof your mind and to condition your mind for good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. For as the book here says, everything is a condition of the mind. You know how much money you have now? Just as much money as you've conditioned your mind to have. That's what you're going to have, no more, no less. But you see, that's what this teaching is all about. It's for conditioning and reconditioning and stretching the mind to the realization and the demonstration of greater and greater of infinite good. That's why you have to always come to seminars and classes and services like this. There's something interesting about the mind. Many things, but this in particular at the moment. The mind cannot escape conditioning. If you do not consciously and deliberately condition your mind to be, to do, and to have the good that you desire, the world will condition your mind negatively. Because as I started saying before, everything in the world is geared to condition the mind all day long as the world turns. And if you don't take a hold of your own mind and condition it, before you know it, you will find yourself in the middle of a secret storm on the edge of night in General Hospital with all my children. So you have to deliberately follow the guiding light until you find a brighter day. A brighter day. In dealing with people over the years, I've developed these prayers. And I want to review with you as much as possible, the prayer for success and prosperity and the prayer for money. Let me say something very interesting about the prayer for money. Some years ago, I had a Spanish-speaking practitioner at my church in New York to translate the study guide into Spanish. She came to me at the end of the project and said to me, Reverend Ike, she said, I translated every one of the prayers in this book, but I could not translate the prayer for money. But she was very perceptive, and she said to me, she said, maybe it's something in me. And yes, it was. Do you know what it was? It got a hold of her money rejection complex. because she still had some of that old teaching in her. Well, money is evil, money is sinful. Those old evil rich people. But you know, it seems like there are more evil poor people than evil rich people. I mean, when the marshal is setting you out on the streets in the cold and you can't pay your rent, I mean, a man could get real evil. Let's start with the prayer for success and prosperity here. And I want to read the text from Proverbs 3 and 6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Now, my theology is encapsulated in three words. God in you. To make it personal, God in me. Let me hear you say, God in me.
God in me.
Come on, touch yourself and say, God in me.
God in me.
Now, that's my theology. As far as I'm concerned, God is not some distant creature afar off in the sweet by and by. You know, there's certain, I have a list of songs at my church titled, Don't You Ever Sing That In Here. And number one on that list is a song in the sweet. By and by. He said, I need something in the sweet now and now. Lay it on me right here, right now, Lord. Let's hear it.
Lay it on me right here, right now.
And God have a good working relationship. He says to the angel, here comes that, I give him what he wants in a hurry because he's not going to wait. Anyway, let's get back to acknowledging the God in you. Get in the habit of talking to the God in you, acknowledging the God in you. God in me, tell me what to do about this. Let me hear you say that.
God.
God in me, show me how to prosper and bless myself and others.
God in me, show me how to prosper and bless myself and others.
I'm thinking about a lady in Los Angeles about 20 years ago. She was on television with us when we first started our television ministry. She had been on welfare for 24 years, raised about 6 children on welfare. And she heard me at the Shrine Auditorium. And that particular day, I gave a prayer like this to the congregation. I said, God in you will give you some money-making ideas. God in you will give you some prospering ideas. Ideas that will bless you and bless people in general. I said, this week, ask the God in you to give you some prospering ideas. And furthermore, I said to them, I said, every one of you, God has given you a gift. Ask God to show you your gift, to show you your talent. And she went home and she thought about this. And she said, God in me, show me my talent, show me my gift. And she said it was as if God was speaking to her verbally. She heard the voice within saying to her, well, you raised 6 children, therefore you are a child care specialist. That's your gift. She said, I am? Yes. That to her was the voice from on high. And so she went around in her community to her friends, other friends who were on welfare, and said, I'm a child care specialist. I tell you what, bring your kids over to my house. I'll watch them while you go out and get a job. And we'll get off of this welfare slavery plantation. And more of her friends and people in the neighborhood began to bring the kids to her. And she began to take care of them. It so happened that she got so many mothers off of welfare over there in her neighborhood and did such a fine job taking care of the kids that the city certified her as a child care specialist. And not only that, a university gave her a doctorate. in child care, specialization, whatever that is. Just by acknowledging the God in her and asking for guidance.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. This is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, and who we have in the house today is Miss Chastity A. Wells. Have you seen her on Instagram doing her exercises and taking care of her health and knowing that health is her wealth? And I tell you, I just go in there every day looking at the exercises and doing them with her. She is amazing, fam. So we want to put our hands together for Miss Chastity A. Wells as we bring in her song this morning. Ain't no stopping her. No, no, no. Not Miss Chastity.
Happy Friday, Love Journey. Peace and blessings, kings and queens, everyone on the line. Thank you so much, Janine, for an amazing intro. As always, I definitely do appreciate it. I am Chastity A. Wells. I'm excited about being here this morning on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We're going to continue off in our journey here in our book that we are reviewing, Abundance Now, which is our plan for amplifying our life and achieving prosperity today, by the great Lisa Nichols and Janet Switzer. I'm super excited for us to continue to review this. Last week, we had a really powerful week, was able to get a lot of different breakthroughs and, you know, just heartfelt conversation. And I would love for us to continue to be able to do that here this morning as we continue to go through this book, guys. We're actually on the third E in this book. So we're really moving along in this book. The third E is engagement. If this is your first time on the Love Journey, welcome. If you still haven't read the book or anything else like that, I just want to recap what the E's are so we can real briefly, and then we'll jump into where we are now so we're able to definitely enjoy the rest of the book. The first E we're talking about is enrichment, which is about developing your whole self. Then we have enchantment, which is connecting with others. Then we have engagement, and this is the E that we're working on now, family. Engagement comes from pursuing work that absolutely leads to exciting experiences in our life. And then finally, the fourth E, which we'll wrap up on soon, is endowment, and that is a new approach to money, seeing money as the endowment that grows and continues to fund the breathtaking lifestyle that we always dreamed about. Lastly, family, we continued on with Lisa's book. And we were just talking about some of the really important things with our lives and really just getting out of our own comfort zone and understanding there's a spiritual element to our life assignment and really understanding what your spirit calls and seeks for you to do and just really moving to that. One of the takeaways that we walked away with last week, and I'm going to just be brief on it because we really have some great nuggets I really want us to cover here today, is the minute that you accept your calling, insignificant though you make it is, your life will become indescribable, unrecognizable, and breathtaking in ways you never imagined. But here's the thing, family. Once I made that choice. Once I surrendered, that's when the impact happened. And so I just really want to remind us there is a process. You first make a choice. Many times we think it's just a choice and that's it. No, you make a choice to follow your desire, follow God's plan over your life, and then you must surrender to it. And that's when the impact actually happens. So I just want to really remind us about that and where we really left off talking about our assignment and having engagement in our lives and in our work field and just really doing what God has called us to do to really have a breathtaking life. This week we're picking up on page 177 if you actually have the book to be able to go along, and I would love the dialogue for we're able to, because it's really about each one teach one. We're all growing here. It's not about having a monologue and just listening to me, but really having feedback for us all. Because what I was able to pick up, you may feel something else in your spirit, and that's really what this is about here this morning. But as we begin on this part, it says, your life assignment will change throughout the seasons of your life. We look at the idea of a life calling as if we have one chance to get it right. There's just one life assignment for us on this planet. But the reality is that God has you on redial. And let me repeat that again. The reality is that God has you on redial. You can be called at one point in your life for one thing, but being called later on for something else. As your life evolves and the more experience you have, your life assignment will evolve with you. And I love that, and I really wanted just to hone in on that and just really take some time. I know that there's a time that I get an opportunity to talk to people, and especially my ladies and people who are actually over the age of 50. People love saying that they missed the call of God on their lives, and now they're just stuck doing whatever type of job that they're doing or whatever it is. And people have this idea that whatever they were supposed to do in their 20s, and because they didn't do it then in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, now in their 50s, oh, no, I just didn't answer the call of God that's on my life. I just want to remind each and every one of you that's on this line here this morning, there is no such thing about missing the call of God on your life. What you were supposed to do in your 20s and 30s, though you may have not done it or whatever the case may be, our life assignment is always evolving as we continue to evolve. So though you may not feel like you answered at that time, maybe at that time it was not the appointed time. Maybe now is the appointed time for you to go ahead and answer. So I just really want to just remind us and just open up the line and just really get us to start moving and generating this energy here this morning and understanding the importance of answering the call of God that's over your life.
Girl.
So here's the
Deborah,
reality.
I thought you were opening the line. I'm sorry.
So I just want to bring one extra point here, and then we'll actually open it all the way up. The reality is, why not be in your now instead? And that's where we really want to just go ahead and start talking about this. Comparison is the thief of joy. That is something that our 26th president of the United States of America, Theodore Roosevelt, was quoted saying. Comparison is the thief of joy. Of course, sometimes the transition from one season to another is filled with drama, upheaval, and uncertainty. Kate McKay had built a multi-million dollar company, without taking a business class. She had indescribable desire to succeed, and she knew in her gut that her future, as well as her children's, depended on it. But as her business grew, her marriage crumbled, family. She had been an at-home working mom following an old lifestyle model that no longer served her. Her life assignment was about to change. Torn between the accepted norms, that's quoted, the accepted norms, she'd been living the uncertainty that was to come. Kate was frozen in fear, like most of us live, self-doubt and feelings of unworthiness, sitting in her car outside her accountant's office, reflecting on the shame of her impending divorce and the guilt of putting her three kids through the ordeal, pride, shame, and excitement. Terror and converged as Kate glanced at her paperwork and read the bottom line. Holy cow, she thought. The number was astounding. But she wiped the tears away from her family. Oh, she wiped the tears away from her eyes, family. She took a deep breath and she picked up the phone. She called her father. She said, "Hello, Dad. I have some really exciting news for you. The reality is, by following her intuition and accepting her calling courageously, Kate found her way through." So as I get ready to open the line up, I just really want to remind us each on this line, every last one of us, no matter how we may show up, how it may look, we've all experienced what Kate is going through, right? Where you're actually between the accepted norm and really trusting God to do and answer that call on your life. Where you're sitting there and the line has been drawn and you got to make a decision. Do you go back playing small to the accepted norm, or do you go ahead, wipe the tears from your face, family, and accept the call? I'm challenging each and every one of us on this line here this morning. Let's stop playing small. Let's stop talking about like our lives and our goals and our dreams and our aspirations like we're has-beens. The most frustrating thing for me as a person, as a woman, as a human being, especially as a black woman, is that we speak in terms of like has-beens in our community. But at the same time, we double talk, Janine, and we say, "Oh, I'm the righteousness of God by Christ. I can do all things in Christ." But if you can do all things, and if the word quoted us that we're supposed to do greater things, why are we not living it? Why aren't we not living it? So I'm just challenging us a little bit further here this morning, stepping on our toes a little bit further, not being in your face as much as I'm even doing it for myself, because I continue to have to live it. The more I'm talking to you all, the more I have to continue to push Chastity. I'm just saying, let's really, really, really move into our life purpose. Before we move into one of my favorite parts of this, looking at your job as an investor, I just want to open it up for anyone who wanted to be able to share, because it really is about us having a dialogue. If you're on Blog Talk, press 1. If you're on the line, press *6. All right.
Well, for me, Chastity.
Let's not be shy this morning.
Well, for me, Chastity, this was just real, real, real powerful. It brought tears to my eyes to think about how every season is a different manifestation of your purpose, you know, different part of your purpose. You know, I never thought about it like that, like even losing everything and moving into executive director position for Chicago Housing Authority, how it prepared me for where I am today. You know, never thinking that what I was doing then was part of what I was going to be doing in my next season. And so I just was just so grateful to God, because, you know, if I had to get stuck in losing everything and blah, 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 I did get it. I'm not saying that I wasn't in the process when I lost everything, but I was still moving on, and in that moving on and keep moving forward. I thought about, wow, I'm moving to this new space, working for somebody else. I had my own company, blah, 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 work for somebody else. And then I moved up to, you know, owning half of the company. And then what I thought about is that had to happen for me to move into my purpose. I had to have that experience to move into my purpose, because I was all about the money. And, you know, even though I was always helping people, but it was really always about the money for me. You know, when I was in finance, when I insurance and all this stuff I did, it was all about, what's my next cut? But when I got into the Chicago House, it was about the people. It was about the people, and it was about the healing of my childhood, because in my childhood, I was reflecting of the people who I was helping move into transitional housing and become the best that they could be. And I was number one at it and didn't have any experience. What I learned is that God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the call, because I was born to do what I was born to do. But I didn't find that until even after leaving that job into to this realm I'm in right now. I was like, wow, I do this in my sleep. And so I was just like, I had to just put the book down and just get in gratitude, because every season has a purpose. Every season, even if we don't realize it, and every season connect to the next season. It's just that sometimes we can't put the dots together until we're in front of the dot. like Steve Jobs says, that's a Steve Jobs quote. But I'm just saying, it was just, to me, this was like, ooh, chills down my spine, heart expanding, really powerful, understanding, and giving me much more clarity on how to articulate what the love journey and what it is that I do. I love this book. I love how you show up. And so I just want to say thank you. I could go on and on and just even talking about what you was just talking about now, but I'm going to see if somebody else want to come on and talk. If not, I got some more to say if you want to hear it. Good morning, family.
I definitely appreciate that, Janine. Yeah, I think that was powerful what you just said. As I did the reading, it really does cause you to have a moment of reflection and a moment of reflection and gratitude and just thanking the Most High for your journey, because a lot of times we don't see our journey the way it's better to see it from the rear view, right? When we look back, rear view is always 20/20, but when you're going through it, it never really looks like that, because who would have thought, you know? But everything is always for the good at the end. So thank you so much for sharing that. Did anyone else have anything that they wanted to share? Because I really can get us going here in this next part with talking about your job as an investor in your breathtaking future. Press 1 if you are on Blog Talk. Press star 6 if you're on the teleconference.
Oh,
I guess about it.
Good morning.
And happy Friday to everybody. I'm not sure. This is your mom.
Yes. Wonderful.
Hey, mommy.
I may be talking over someone. I'm not sure. Sound like I hear someone else trying to get in, but I'll be brief.
Good.
Thank God for the Love Journey family once again. Abundant Now. Chastity, you have been such an inspiration in my life as your mom as we continue to go through this book and the 40 Days of Abundance that we're also doing together. Who would have believed that my life would take a change at this point in my life? I mean, I'm almost 60 years old, at the end of a career, yet starting something else in my life. So this came at a time, a pivotal time in my life, where I was just a little afraid of what was about to happen or walking into something totally different in my life. But this book has been able to help guide me through it and to accept some things and understand that I'm the one that's manifesting these things by thought. So thank God for you, Chastity, the inspiration in my life. Thank God for you, Janine, who Chastity introduced me through to the Love Journey. Happy Friday, everybody. Be blessed.
I say thank you so much, Mom. I absolutely love you. You have me sitting here with tears in my eyes. As I'm listening to you, I'm looking at our picture when I was a little girl, and you know the one that I'm talking about, on Willock. And I was holding the Easter basket or something. But I love just looking at this picture. So it was amazing. I was looking at the picture, listening to everyone, and then you started speaking. So you are definitely my inspiration. And I just appreciate your love and your support always. Mama Joy, were you coming in? I apologize about that. I think we had a lot of people coming in at one time.
That was Mama Joy.
Okay.
That was Claudette.
Good morning. Now, why would a wonderful brother be apologizing? I like hearing that mother-daughter love early in the morning. And good morning, family. And
Happy Friday.
I wanted to comment. I like that girl. It's a great Friday. And you guys are still speaking and loving and caring for others. I assure you that not every mother-daughter relationship is like that, and it's special. Well, keep it that way. So I just want to comment on the changing. We're here for seasons, if you will, and, of course, my book title, Instant Ain't Everything, really kind of summarizes our transitions in life. I think about the many things and jobs and experiences I've had, you know, generating income, if you will. And now my season is allowing that to manifest, because every time I made a new leap, I might not have known the answer, but I knew I was going to get through it. and I pretty much knew what skills I had, you know, that was going to help me do that. Okay, so the job ended, but what can I do myself became the next question without that job. And so it's moved me through many areas in my life, and I'm glad because now I see myself a global traveler. I got skills and talents I can take anywhere I go. And so for us in the final outcome, I think, is to keep developing, keep investing in yourself, keep learning, because there's always something more you can do. Even when that time when you thought this great adventure was everything is over, you still have a life. You still can do good. And, you know, fulfill the desires of your heart, but in a different way. This is a different time. So that's my
comment. Come on now.
Thank you.
I say, Mama Claudette, you're just amazing. Thank you so much for sharing this morning, and thank you so much for the love and just pouring back also into my relationship with my mom and our relationship. And I just felt compelled in just this moment just to say, Janine, maybe we should offline talk about a Tell Your Truth Thursday or Tuesday or something like that, where we really can have an opportunity to really talk about the dynamics of a child and parent relationship. Many times, everyone is able to look at everything from the outside and say, oh, you guys have a great relationship. And we do. We do. I absolutely love the air that my mama breathes. I love my mama. But there is no but. However, in everything that we do in this life, we must work for it. We must always evolve and surrender to that and surrender to the growth and the evolution of your relationship, because it's always changing, it's always transforming, and you have the power to forgive and to love deeper. So I think at some point, Janine, when Claudette said that, it just kind of inspired me, because I really want to talk a lot deeper about that, because I hear that so frequently, and I'm like, life is a choice, family. Life is truly a choice. Me and my mother have both really strong personalities. The way that we show up is because we choose to show up like that, and we choose to love the way that we do. So, and it's not that I wouldn't choose to love her any different, but I just thank God for the growth and the freedom that she has allowed me to be the woman that I am, and for us to be able to grow in this space. But thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. But maybe that's a conversation offline, Janine. It's just, it kind of touched my heart, and I just wanted to really put that out there. So,
yes, I think it's a phenomenal idea. Especially, I just was talking yesterday on the Love Journey line about several of my friends who are not speaking to their mother right now for one reason or another. They're not having conversations. And I can't understand why we can't fight through it and learn how to move to a space where we can learn to interact with each other. And most of the time it's because I want you to show up differently. I want you to be who I want you to be. But that's another story for another time. But I just want to say I honor you, and I say yes, and I think what you're on is a very powerful inspiration and download from the Most High, because I believe it's a conversation that's very well needed.
Yes, we'll definitely do that, and let's plan for that. So let me wrap up these couple of points here. Because this really is a powerful point in the chapter, and I just really want to remind us that your job is an investor in your breathtaking future. Back in chapter one, I talked about reframing the way you view your employment, family. If you have a less than perfect job or an unexciting career, one way to regain that excitement is to start treating your job as an investor in your breathtaking future. Now, what I put in parentheses at the top, and how we wrote it out, is regain excitement. That's the word that stood out to me in this, is regaining excitement, right? A lot of times, us as people, we're such people of habit, and then once we get stuck in a rut of habit, then we're like, ugh, I don't like this no more. This ain't my purpose, blah, 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 blah. And we'd be so quick to quit something or give up on something. And that's, we're like that in every relationship. We're like that in our relationships with our spouses, our children. We're like that in everything, our diets, everything. Once it ain't sizzling fire no more, it's just like, I don't want to do it no more. But I love how she said, regain the excitement. It's about shifting it. It's our mindset. It's us that create our reality. So if your job feels less than sexy, go into it, reshift your thinking so you're able to regain the excitement. And think about it as the investor to your breathtaking life. And that's what I love about that. And I love how Lisa always challenges us to really think of another way of doing it. Let's say that you're calling in to work with a landlord, residents, and local agencies to clean up public housing. You have an idea that someone like you superhead the effort but could help residents gain job skills, obtain employment, and pride in bringing in a paycheck back to their homes. Well, what is needed to make that happen? How much does it cost, right? Everything you have to write down what the cost is, and then look at how are you able to really save up to move into that space of doing it. Whatever you decide to fund, you must be diligent and disciplined about setting money aside for your current from your current job. So whatever that is, whatever it is, whether it's being a project manager of, you know, helping people going from transitioning from being homeless to being self-sufficient again, leaving a domestic violence situation to something else, whatever it is, use your job as your investor. Stop speaking so negatively about it. And I believe in this so passionately. Like I was at TJ Maxx or something last week, and, you know, the one guy was acting a little blasé about his job, and I was like, you know, but thank God that you have a job. And he was like, yeah, I guess it beats not having one. And I was like, you know what? In all things, be grateful. Because even if you didn't have one, God was trying to show you something in that too. Right? So it's not about just being positive or anything else like that. I just believe, honest to God, that there is a lesson in everything. And for Chastity and Linda Wells, I get tired of going through the same thing again and again and again. So for me, I'm just like, okay, God, what am I supposed to learn? Because I don't have to keep going through the same lesson. Can I look at my mama's life? Can I look at Janine's life? Can I look at Keisha's life? Can I look at somebody else's life and say, okay, this is how maybe possibly this looked, and maybe I need to reframe my thinking. So I just want to encourage us all here this morning is regain the excitement about your job and what you're going to. Because nothing is more stressful than trying to figure out how you're going to take care of your basic needs and fund your dream at the same time. And since we're at the top of the hour, I just want to bring out a couple of more points, and then I'm going to let it go, and we all can just converse and kind of go on from there. But she did leave out a plan here for you to actually work through, and I don't really want to spend the time for us doing this. This is something for you to do on your own. On page 180, really talking about funding your experiences and your financial goals and your physical rewards and writing those plans down. But the reality is, if you're wondering whether to quit your job, beware that it is negligent to run out and quit your job today, family. I'm going to repeat that again. It's negligent to run out and quit your job today, okay? It's irresponsible in your relationship with your current investor to quit until you have another investor that can satisfy your livelihood and basic needs. So I must be able to go ahead and just give, you know, a testament in regards to that as well. The reality is, like she said, it's really hard to really do those things at the same time. I know even when I was recruiting people into the agency and my agency in Columbus, Ohio, and people were like, oh, they would get excited. And I'm like, no. The reason I hired you is because you already have a job. This is part-time. I'm going to teach you how to do this part-time. Until you're consistently able to make a certain amount of money, and I had to find out how much they made to be able to replace that income. And if you're married, we got to talk to your spouse too. You cannot quit your job because it's financially irresponsible. And so people say, well, why did you have that talk? Why did you have that talk? You know why I had that talk with people, Janine? Because nobody cared enough about me and my daughter to have that talk with me before I jumped. Nobody cared enough about me and my daughter to tell me that I was causing a financial ruin. See, I can dream so big, and I'm such a visionary, and I'm ready to jump, and I'm crazy enough to trust God. And I'm like, okay, let's do it then, God. I got a couple bucks saved up. I got a couple things that I can do. I can pull from an old 401k. I can pull from this. We can do it. We can do it. But it's financially irresponsible. Dragging your child through a whole situation, it's hard enough to be an entrepreneur. But try being an entrepreneur, learning a new trade. On top of that, you still got rent, lights, gas, water, sewer, food, all that. Your own insurance is due. So what I'm saying and how I speak passionately, family, is because I'm not speaking it from just a place of looking at what Lisa's saying. I'm just being transparent. Because as my best friend once told me, I'm made perfect in my imperfection. It's my imperfection that most people learn from and that she learns from. So I'm just realizing the importance of staying transparent because people need to hear it. We can package it up and make it look all good, but the reason that I speak so passionately, family, from my heart and my soul the way that I do is because these are lessons I had to learn after I jumped. So let's be excited about today. Let's be excited and regain our excitement in our jobs. Let's look at it as an investor in what you're trying to do. Look at it as an investor. Even if you just want to just write a book, that costs money. Write down how much it's going to be. Reach out to that coach. Start putting that money to the side. And let's stop talking about ourselves like we're the has-been. Because the reality is, our purpose and our calling is always evolving as we continue to evolve and grow. So I just want to leave us all with that and just remind yourself, we are blessed. We are blessed. Visualize yourself living your absolute best life. Refocus. Regain the excitement. Live from that place. Live from that place. My name is Chastity A. Wells. I'm a licensed insurance broker here in the state of Georgia, licensed in multiple states. I'm able to assist you with all of your insurance needs, whether it's life insurance, disability insurance, or long-term care. A lot of times, family, I see that in our industry, we actually only market to people that make over $75,000 a year. And that has always worked in the insurance industry for one thing or another. My complete passion is really to make sure that the people that don't normally have a voice have a voice. We have enough people that have a voice in this community, in our country, but it's always the underdog that's not being served, the people that's just like you and I, right? Or people in our families that's making less than $30,000 a year. So refer me over to that person because the reality is no insurance company, New York Life, no one else is going to knock on their door and make sure that your family is protected. That's what I'm here to do. I'm licensed with multiple insurance carriers just to make sure that our people are protected. Let's not wait until something is diagnosed. Let's not wait until our children are locked up before we start thinking about it. Insurance is about locking in that age and rate and making sure that they're insurable in the future. My direct contact number is 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600. You're able to reach out to me through my website as well, which is chastityawells.com. There's only one T in my name or any of the social media links or platforms, excuse me. Janine and Ingram, thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to serve this morning. Love Journey, I absolutely thank you for this part of my journey in my life and just allow me just to share these ethers with you as I continue to learn and we all continue to share because I'm learning from you all as well. So that is my time. Thank you so much, Love Journey. Thank you so much again, Janine. Thank you, my mother. I love you.
I just want to say your mom is such a hero to me. I love the courage that I hear in her voice more and more each time she's moving out of her job into the new space. And I can't wait to see how she flourishes in her new season of her life. I just know it's going to be an amazing ride. I can feel it, see it, and I can hear the enthusiasm in her voice. Regaining excitement was such a broad eye-opener for me. I never really had to regain my excitement at work. I've always enjoyed mostly every job I've had, I did. But you know what? It spoke to my marriage. You know, I thought about being in my marriage for 32 years, and one day when all the children were leaving and they were gone, I woke up and said, so what am I going to do in this marriage? And I told my husband, I said, we got to either regain the assignment, decide if we want to be together, and because I don't want to be no roommate. Now, I'm not going to be playing around with nobody that's my roommate. We either going to, you know, want to be together, and we both want to do it. And if you don't, then we're going to look at how we can separate amicably so that you can, you know, still flourish and thrive and I can do the same. And he looked at me like, what is the world this girl's talking about? But really. And I said, either we're going to regain some excitement, we're going to start dating again and start relearning each other, because that's the part of our relationship that we didn't do. We were so into the children. I know this is probably out the box from what she was talking about, but I just felt the need to say it. And we sat down, and I had him write everything that he liked about me, and I wrote things that I liked about him, and where did we want our lives to go individually and collectively. That was our New Year's Eve. It was on New Year's Eve. I'll never forget, because normally we would be doing vision boards with the children, right? But they were all grown, and they were out, and they weren't thinking about being at home with us on New Year's Eve. So I said, well, it's time for us to create a vision for our lives individually and collectively without the children. And what would that look like? What do you want in your relationship? Ooh, that was like pulling teeth out of Brent. He was like, oh. I felt like I was a mother and he was 3 years old and I was making him eat his food because it was just, but we got through it because I felt like we needed to be honest, you know, with each other and regain the excitement because we did get stale with each other. I'm just being honest. It was stale. And I didn't want to be in no stale. This fire Aries did not want to be in no relationship with nobody that we were going to be stale. We're going to have to recreate something, or we're about to leave this alone here. The kid's grown, eh? And I guess Ben said, I better step up or I'm about to lose the fire I love. And so we worked it out. And so I don't know why I felt the need to say that, but when I read that, I really thought about regaining the excitement. So if somebody's out there in a relationship, been in a relationship for years and it's kind of stale, it's time to regain that excitement. In that relationship, use the tips that you read in the book for regaining your excitement for your work and also regaining in your marriage. You know, it's easy to take it for granted, not put nothing in it. But let me tell you, because a lot of us in our own community didn't get a lot of understanding how to do relationships, and we did not get a lot of understanding on how a marriage should work and when and what and all this stuff. You give everything, and then one day your kid's gone, and you look up and you're like, what's going on with my life? And because we didn't put enough into our own basket, we didn't feel our own selves, and we didn't take care of the marriage. Well, I believe a lot of marriages, even though they may stay together 50, 60 years, a lot of times they're not happy because we didn't feel ourselves and feel the marriage. So regain your assignment by even putting that same tip into the marriage. That's another conversation for another day, but I just wanted to add that. Also, I wanted to add the fact that we heard a lot about investing in our taking our job and letting that be an investment into our lives. We heard Jay-Z. That was the first thing Jay-Z said when we talked about this several tips that Jay-Z gave us on Tuesday to building an empire. The first thing he said was invest in yourself. He took his money when he couldn't find a record deal. He decided to take the money and invest in his own record label. So when Def Jam came to sign a contract with him, remember what he said? He said, look, they wanted to do a deal, but I told them I was the CEO of my own company that I was singing for. And so they decided to buy half of his company for $1.2 million. And then 2 years later, they bought the rest of the company for $10 million and made him the CEO of his, they made him executive director over that company. And he was getting paid and just got paid over $11 million. So I'm saying, tips from people who are doing what we want to do. Maybe we don't want to live at the level Jay-Z living at, billions and millions, but it's powerful to think about taking the money that we have coming in and investing in our future, in ourselves. And so I think we should really hone in on that. If I was to take money to invest in myself, what would I do to invest in me? How would I invest in me? And I want you to think about that over this weekend. How would you invest in you? Instead of taking all your money paying the baker, the candlestick maker, and the butcher, how would you take a portion of your income and invest in who you are and your future to regain excitement even in your life? To get the momentum you desire, how would you invest in yourself? And so I thought what Chastity brought us was a powerful, because she said if you want to write a book, invest in your book. If you want to own a business, invest in the stuff that will take your business to the next level. Think about that. All right, family, I want to thank Chastity, reminding you that Chastity is an insurance consultant who can insure us and tell us some really powerful things. I don't want us to, you know, get the information and forget who she is in our community. All right, family, don't forget. Just want to remind you, your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you to choose love. Love is a choice, and don't forget, family, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. God says dreams. And you know what those dreams are. Those are dreams that are bigger than even the dreams you can dream. Those are dreams that's not even in your radar. Dream your God says dreams. What does that really mean? That means get out your own way and allow God to use what God has planned for your life. All right, family, we see you on Monday. This is the Sounds of Blackness Soul Holiday, family. You know, this is the real reason for the season is love. Yes, love.